Welcome to Make Your Wealth Work, the podcast where wealth becomes your greatest ally in achieving your dreams.
All right, so I wanted to talk about infinite banking, and I got scolded before we got on the air because Joe's like, infinite banking is not a product, it's a mindset, and you have to earn your stripes. And I thought, man, why weren't we recording? Like, what? People need to hear this. Like, they need to hear the real Joe. But what usually happens is gems are dropped when Joe is riffing. And today, man, what hit was this idea of how the rich use banking and how the poor get used by banking. And it's kind of a mindset shift. I don't even know if I'm setting that up correctly, Joe, but I want to wind you up and let you go.
Oh, yeah. You just wound me up. So here's what started this whole thought process, this whole seed in my mind in the last day or so. I happened to give into the temptation to look at a thread on Facebook. And I was reading the comments that people were making back and forth and back and forth. And they were all financial professionals. Okay. And one was espousing the virtue and the value of infinite banking. And other groups were just trashing it and just saying, you know, how foolish it is. And people are just taking over the coals, and people are getting, I'll use an old term from my generation, hoodwinked.
You know, bamboozled.
People are getting bamboozled about this infinite banking thing. And, you know, I put one comment in and I said, you know, find me a group of attorneys who get online and trash each other. Find me a group of professionals, you know, attorneys, people who have a specialty in any legal field, whether they're litigators or tax attorneys or estate attorneys. Do they get online and publicly belittle each other and their process and their method and their background, their philosophy, their approach? No, you don't get that, because those people wouldn't waste their time going on Facebook or LinkedIn and trashing other people. Because you know what? When you trash people in your own industry, guess what you're doing? You're trashing the industry, right? We're saying it's more important for me to beat up my peers, my fellows, my colleagues, than it is to help my clients. And now think about the accounting profession. How often do you get online and see accountants, CPAs, financial professionals, MBAs, trashing each other's, external CFOs, trashing each other? No, they're applying their trade. They're honing their skills. They're becoming better professionals, right? Accountants, engineers, right? Realtors. I don't go out there and see realtors having conversations online and talking about, oh, well, you're a terrible realtor because you charge the full 6% commission and we charge 1% on every. I don't see that. But I hear financial professionals, so-called, and I'll call them so-called because many of them are not financial professionals. Forgive me for saying this. They're licensees. There's a big difference between being a licensee and being someone who wants to spend your entire life becoming a professional, right? And it's said that you won't even be an expert in a topic until you have 10,000 hours, right? 10,000 hours is only 5 years if you're working 40 hours a week. So let's keep our eye on the ball. Let's keep our eye on the prize, which is becoming professionals, which is doing the right thing, which is being moral, which is making good decisions for our clients, which will in turn make good decisions and create wealth for ourselves. We put the client first, and if we believe in what we're doing, well, then put it out there. But you don't need to put it out there online. Just do good work and let your reputation and your work speak for itself. So how to get that out. And at the same time, I'm thinking about the way that people feature the products that they put on their shelf. And one of the products, so-called, is the infinite banking concept. And I've resisted and I have worked against and spoken against the idea that IBC, the infinite banking concept, is a product. It's not a product. And you have to break down the components of Mr. Nelson Nash, who wrote Becoming Your Own Banker, the infinite banking concept, which everyone should read, right? You can get it on Audible. I don't encourage Audible. I encourage you to have the book in your hands. But when Nelson coined that phrase, he used those words for very specific reasons. Number one, infinite. Okay. He intends for you to understand that this is a lifelong process. This is not a get rich quick scheme. This is not a way for you to skirt the system and build up dollars and value right away. This is not a way for you to make up for your 30 years worth of financial sins by hitting 1-4 bagger right out of the park, right? Because you bought the right policy from the right company, from the right agent, right? Infinite has to do with multi-generational wealth transfer, creating a wealthy mindset, teaching your children the value of what they should be doing with their wealth, and not just financial wealth, generational wealth, cultural wealth, educational wealth, spiritual wealth, moral wealth, mechanical wealth, scholarly wealth. It all goes together to build wealth, right? Infinite. We should be teaching our children to become better people than we were. Right? We want to transmit the best that we can possibly transmit to our kids. It's infinite, right? Infinite banking. So banking, I love this word. Banking is ubiquitous. It's like dust, right? It's like the water in the oceans. It's like sand. It's like air. Banking is everywhere. Every single person on the planet, unless they're homeless, uses banking to one extent or another. They're either an implementer, a practitioner of banking. They hire banking out. They are the banker. Or they delegate the banking. They rent the banking. They're a victim of banking, right? Or they're an entrepreneur and they use banking for their own means and they develop wealth by using the principles of banking. They've learned what bankers have taught us over the centuries. Bankers have taught us that in order to create wealth, you must keep the money in motion, right? So banking has to do with using all the resources at your disposal, whether it's financial assets, whether it's stocks, bonds, real estate, life insurance, cash on hand, but understanding that when you borrow, you must pay back. It's amazing to me that rich people and business owners and corporations understand that when you borrow money, you must pay it back with interest. Now, poor people and people who have so far have not been financially successful have discovered that you can put money into your savings account and take it out and spend it and not pay it back. And you can get away with that because you can ignore the idea, the concept, the practical reality, the math of lost opportunity cost. Right? So poor people, they'll borrow and not pay back. They'll withdraw and not pay back. They'll spend cash on hand and not pay back. They won't replenish their savings, right? But there's a right way to do banking and a wrong way to do banking, right? So infinite, cross multi-generational banking has to do with all the resources at your disposal and how to employ them optimally to create wealth and multiply wealth across generations, right? Concept, probably the most important word of the three, right? Concept tells us that these are ideas that exist in our minds and they must be developed in our minds before they're developed in real terms, right? So you need to grasp why you want to become your own banker. So if you pick up the phone, go through what we used to have something called the Yellow Pages, right? You go online, you Google your top 10 financial planners in your area and say, hey, tell me about infinite banking. I want to buy a policy. I hear that works really, really well. And I can start taking loans right away, right? And I'll make money by doing that. Oh, you just completely bastardized the entire concept. So What you did was you took the bad habits that you showed up with today, which is, I love to borrow, I love to use my Visa cards, I love to go into debt, and I heard that I can make more money by going into debt than I ever did before. This is fantastic, right? So it's a concept. No, the concept is get your basics right. Get the foundation right. You need to understand that the borrower is slave to the lender. Slave to the lender. And this is the second part of that verse. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. Okay? The borrower is slave to the lender. So if your concept is, hey, I'm going to buy a policy, and I'm going to start borrowing from it right away, and I'm going to buy myself that boat I wanted to buy because I understand that if I start borrowing from my policy, I'll make money. Wow. That is wrong on so many levels, right? It's a concept because you need to get the facts straight in your mind. You need to understand how the pieces work, but most importantly, you need to understand how your thinking has been wrong from the day you were taught that banks are benevolent giants that really care about your well-being. Maybe it started with that, right? We started learning these things from a youth that that all these institutions out there actually cared about this. No. They're for-profit institutions. The idea of the concept, the infinite banking concept, is, first of all, if you manage the concept, then the state cannot manage you, right? Concept means you're not going to go down to the local bank and say, hey, I want to open up a checking account that says the John Smith Family Bank. Because first of all, your state regulators may not like the idea of you operating what looks like a bank inside a bank. But if you're going to operate your family banking system from the point of view of someone who understands wealth, who understands the infinite nature of it, who understands the long-term nature of it, who understands that this is a concept, and I can treat my own assets, no matter what those assets are, as if I was a banker. And in my own realm, I'm going to become my own banker. See, now we're saying, let's get our thinking straight. Nelson Nash said, it's all about the way you think, right? So we have to start with that. We want to lay a foundation. Now, don't get me wrong. I've been practicing, implementing, teaching, coaching the infinite banking concept now for 24 years, ever since I met Nelson Nash. From the first day I met him, he started mentoring me, teaching me, and teaching my clients. And the emphasis has always been, from Nelson's lips, son, it's all about the way you think. So with any given opportunity, with any business opportunity, with any investment opportunity, with any business you're going to expand, with any financial product, how is that going to reflect upon your family's wealth? How are you going to implement it? How are you going to manage it so that you can multiply your wealth, control your wealth, be cognizant of the tax implications, be aware of what happens when you transfer an asset from one generation to the next, which, by the way, life insurance has to be probably the most efficient financial product on the planet for transferring wealth because you're taking pennies and a few drops of ink and converting them into dollars and hundreds and thousands and millions of dollars, right? That's the leverage aspect of life insurance, but that's kind of a next level. The whole idea here was getting the truth out about what infinite banking concept really means. And when people are out there, especially when salesmen are out there selling the infinite banking concept, and you need to buy a policy so that it will do this for you. No. Nothing could be further from the truth. So, JR, if you and I had the opportunity, and we use this analogy for years and years and years, to buy at auction Tiger Woods' own golf clubs, would you jump at the chance because you know you would take your handicap from 100? You know, a handicap of 30 down to zero.
The golf clubs.
Or would you rather have his swing? Yeah, if, right. Is it possible that? Yeah. What if you could go to a private one-on-one tutoring class with Tiger Woods himself and get 20 lessons from Tiger Woods? Or you could have his clubs.
His socks.
What would you rather have, right? So people are out there selling the idea of modeling an infinite banking concept policy, and we're going to structure it this way, and it's going to do all these things for you. No, you know what's going to happen is people are going to buy that policy, and they're going to put it into the basket with all their other assets that they've been misusing, mishandling, mistreating, mismanaging. And they're going to say, oh, this policy doesn't work. All it does is cost me money. You know what? They're making me borrow and pay interest on my own money when I borrow. That's crazy. Well, duh. No, that's not what's happening. When you take a loan or a lien or a mortgage against your real estate, you're not taking the money out of the basement. You're not taking the money out of the foundation. You're not digging a hole and taking money out of your house, as people refer to. I pulled equity out of my house. No, you didn't. You went to a mortgage company, you filled out 50,000 pages of credit applications, you had them explore your entire life, right? You had to qualify with a great FICO score, and then say pretty please, have them charge you points, put a lien on your house, now you're going to pay through the nose for the next 10, 20, 30 years. No, you borrowed their money, so you're paying them their interest. But in the meantime, your equity continues to grow, hopefully, if it does, right? And so there's a lot of layers to the infinite banking concept. And that's why we say this begins with education.
There was one piece, because I think it would kind of bring everything together, where you were talking about the way that bankers think, and it's always two assets versus the way poor people think. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Sure. So Robert Kiyosaki wrote a book called Second Chance, and I recommend it to anyone. Second Chance. I don't know how old the book is. It might be 10 years old. I know I've been listening to it for a number of years. I'd sit on an airplane. I'd listen to it. I'd take notes and take notes and take notes. And Kiyosaki is making the distinction between savers, which, by the way, he calls losers. I do not call them losers. But Kiyosaki calls them losers for a number of reasons. He says, losers take money, they put it into their savings account, and when they need to buy anything or spend anything, they go into the savings account and make a withdrawal. So what they're doing is they're spending their principal, they're spending their capital on anything they need, including liabilities, for example, a car, or for their lifestyle. They want to take a big vacation or a big weekend. They pull money out of savings. Now, they give up all the earnings that they would have earned going forward because the money is no longer in the account, right? So, and the earnings that they do make on the money in savings is taxable income at their highest bracket, right? That money is subject to the claims of creditors. So having money in an ordinary savings account with a commercial bank is probably the worst use of large sums of money and growing sums of money over a long period of time. On the other hand, rich people become rich because they go to those very same banks and they borrow those dollars that those poor people have been saving for a long period of time. They borrow money from the banks. They go out and the first thing that they do is they don't spend it on their lifestyle. They take those dollars and they buy capital assets, which will create cash flow. 12-plex, a string of single family houses, small businesses, buying up businesses, leveraging businesses, becoming serial entrepreneurs. But their focus is using money, leveraging other people's money in many cases with a little bit of their own down payment, as little as possible, using other people's money so that they can create their wealth. And they use the cash flows. This is maybe the most vital part. They use the cash flows from those capital assets to support their lifestyle, to buy their liabilities, etc. So the rich person's interest earnings or supporting his BMW. You see the difference? Now, we've taken that a step further and said, you know, the poor person is leveraging nothing but their future earnings because all they do is get deeper into debt with all these credit cards, all these debt instruments. While the client of ours who is learning the infinite banking concept is building up capital value inside their life insurance policies, those policies will continue to grow in value, in cash, in dividend value, in access to liquidity, in death benefit or generational wealth and inheritance, in tax invisibility, in protection from creditors, all these things. That's the asset that's sitting and capitalizing their purchases and their building of other businesses, which could be their local machine shop, their auto repair shop, their local hamburger joint, whatever business they're interested in building, or their string of real estate. Or, God forbid, they want to put money in the market. Sure, you can borrow against your own system and put money in the market. There's nothing wrong with that mathematically. But the idea is, any place you borrow, if you understand that you need to pay yourself back, any place you borrow, you have to pay it back. You pay yourself back, you pay yourself back with interest, and you pay yourself back with a profit margin even above the interest. And who's going to benefit from that? You're going to benefit from it. Your kids are going to benefit from it. Your future posterity is going to benefit from it. Your employees, your charities, right? The community, because you're not learning how to build wealth and manage wealth and grow wealth just for yourself. You'd like to teach this to all people all around you so they can get out of the habits that produce nothing but poverty.
Booyah. You can drop the mic. Go ahead, just drop the mic,
man. Dropping it. Dropping it right now.
Mike dropped right there. So I think that's the infinite banking mindset now. Now I'm feeling it. What you got to understand before you get into this, you got to get into the right state of mind. I dig it, man. All right, so thinking like a banker. Man, we covered so much. So the banking part, infinite. We started with infinite. It's a lifelong process. Banking, understanding how money works, how banking works, and who is the slave and who is the master.
Right.
And then we talked about the concept, which was really the mindset part in understanding that this is a bigger pursuit than just the get rich quick snake oil that we talked about earlier.
Yeah, ooh, you got it.
All right. Well, that is a wrap for this episode. Thank you, Joe. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We'll be back in your earbuds next time.
This is the PodcastFactory.com.